Cupid, he's a real sharpshooter. I don't believe he's got an arrow and bow. People all think he just couldn't be Cupid, but I saw him down at the gun show. He appeared to be about 2 years of age, a really freaky thing to see. He was bragging about his sawed-off six-gauge, hitting right up his tattered sleeve. I asked him if the gun had a sight. How can you hit your mark that way, little Cupid? He just laughed outright. He said, I don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang. I don't take aim, I just bang, bang, bang.
Some people hear a bit of Peggy Lee in my next guest's voice, while for others it's Loretta Lynn. The Washington Post even suggested that if Nico Case, Madeline Peru, and Billie Holiday had a baby girl who grew up in front of a rockabilly band, she'd probably sound a lot like Elin Jewell. So we thought we'd let you decide for yourself, and we invited this talented singer-songwriter to come on to our studios today to play her latest release, or at least some songs from her latest release for Signature Sounds. It's called Queen of the Minor Key, and she's joined today by members of her band, Jerry Miller on electric guitar, Johnny Shasha on upright bass, and Jason Beek on drums. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
And I was wondering if people have to have names that have J's beginning one of the names to be in this band.
Yeah, it's a
was that one of the?
Yep,
it's one of the job.
We thought about naming the band the Flying J's, but we thought we might get a cease and desist letter for that. But it would be a great name.
So when people come up with all these different people who they hear in your voice, who do you hear in your own voice?
Oh, that's a great question. No one's ever asked me that. I have no objectivity about my own voice. I just sound like me to me.
But are you surprised that other people hear so many different influences?
A little bit, yeah. At first, especially, I was pretty surprised by the things people were coming up with. But now very few things surprise me.
Well, they've also had difficulty pigeonholing the music.
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
I kind of like to avoid the pigeonhole myself. I wouldn't say that I defy categories on purpose, but I do kind of, I can't help myself. I smirk a little bit when people have a hard time describing me because, you know, honestly, I have a hard time describing what I do too.
Where does the title of this CD come from? What attracts you to minor keys?
Minor keys to me are, there's just something so irresistible about that spooky quality that they have. They're not always sad. They're just intoxicating.
Well, there's something noirish about these songs, and maybe the minor key contributes to that feeling. One song, Rain Roll In, begins, there's only one constant in this old world, that's nothing ever stays the same. Someday my life will be over and no one will remember my name.
Yeah.
That's not very hopeful if you're a singer-songwriter.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I was writing that song, it was not meant to be a sad song. It was meant to be a song of hope in the face of sadness, which to me is when hope is most powerful. So, it's been taken as a depressing song, but I really, you know, meant it to be that there is a lot to feel sad about, and you know, we try so hard to make our claim in this world, and really, we should be accepting of the fact that we're here now and we should love it while we're here.
Well, if you're writing a depressing song, you're going to write it in a minor key, aren't you? Are all the songs in this CD in minor key?
No, not all of them. I believe half, though. Uh-huh. 7 of the 14.
Which one of them are you going to sing for us now?
Well, let's do Warning Signs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Sticky web and a dirty little game, and I was hypnotized. All your bad juju and all your weird voodoo made me go blind. There was nothing there but the shell of the girl you left behind. But I wasn't seen, I just wasn't seen. Somehow I missed the warning signs. They were warning signs.
want you for mine. Warning signs. Warning signs. Warning signs. They told me you were evil. I don't want you for mine.
Elin Jewell singing Warning Signs from her new CD. Well, actually, there's a live performance here in our studios, accompanied by Jerry Miller, Johnny Shasha, and Jason Beek. You're Boston-based now, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
That's not a place I associate with country music, but I guess you've been all over the... Just looking at your resume, you've been all over the country. So
yeah.
Do you have did all those places influence you?
Definitely, yeah. I grew up in Idaho. I still consider Idaho to be kind of home, you know, with a capital H. My whole family's there and everything. And I went to college in New Mexico. And then that's kind of where I started performing. I was a street singer, busker. And then I did some busking in L.A. on Venice Beach for a while. And came back to Idaho for a little bit, then moved to the East Coast, out to the western side of Massachusetts, and then came to Boston to get serious about finding a band, and I met these guys there. That was almost 8 years ago now.
You studied literature in New Mexico.
I did.
Were you thinking of becoming a writer rather than a songwriter?
I don't know what I was thinking, honestly. All I knew when I went off to college was that I really loved to read books. I still do. I've always liked writing. I've always written songs. I've written little stories and poems and stuff. And I just didn't really know exactly what I was going to do. And that's how I ended up being a musician.
Do the songs come easily?
When they do come to me, they come easily.
Because
yeah.
I heard that this is your fourth release. I've heard that you had a little bit of writer's block in preparing for this one, which you hadn't had in the past.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if it's technically writer's block because I wasn't really even getting to the point where I was discovering if I had writer's block or not. I just wasn't picking up the pencil at all, and it just really came down to a matter of not having any time for writing or space, you know, in my head. So I went to the mountains of Idaho and locked myself in a cabin for a week. And there were just no distractions. And I wrote like crazy. It was a fountain of songs coming out.
And the songs often have unusual structures. Is that something that you aim for?
Well, I don't try to be unusual, but I just try to say what I want to say in my own way. And, I think that's something that songwriters really have to look out for, or any writer really, or any artist. You want to you want to pay tribute to the artists that have come before you that you love and are influenced by, but you don't want to just regurgitate what they've already done, you know. So it's a constant struggle, I think, for any artist to try to come up with something new to say in a new way without being overly novel. I don't really believe in being overly novel anyway.
Well, with that in mind, what are you going to sing for us next?
You guys want to do, what did we decide, Queen of the Minor Key?
The title song
the title
of the CD.
Track.
Throne, she said. Instead of whiskey, finery, she'll have a wealth of sets on her.
Aileen Jewell singing the title track from her new CD called Queen of the in the Min- of the Minor Key. By the way, Tom Hanks has included you in your summer must list for Entertainment Weekly. Did you know that? I bet you did.
Yeah, we just found out about that. That's pretty cool.
I was wondering, because you have such a wonderful band, you write a song, you're off alone in Idaho, you write a song, and then you get together with the band. Does it change much once you start working on it together?
Sometimes it does. I'd say actually oftentimes it does, because...
Well, that was a slow ballad when it began, wasn't it?
Right. Sometimes I'll come to the guys with a melody and some words, and I won't really have much of a structure for the song, and that's where the guys really help me. Mm. Sometimes I have a song that I've decided it's not working, or I dislike it for some reason, and just out of the blue I decide, oh, I'll see what the guys think of this, and, you know, we'll play it together. And there's one song in particular from the new record where I had given up on it. I'm not even sure why. I just thought, oh, that's not me. That won't work. And then I heard the guys play it, and they just instantly understood it and got it and just breathed new life into the song. And that's the song Only One on the new record.
So this CD is coming out. What else are you doing?
Oh,
live performances?
Oh, yeah. We're going out to the West Coast. We're, you know, going out there and back playing and touring over to, we're going to go over to Europe for about a month, and yeah, lots of live dates everywhere.
Well, we'll post any live dates in this area on our show page at WMIC.org. And I want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Aileen Jewell, who was performing songs from her new CD, Queen of the Minor Key, with Jerry Miller on electric guitar, Johnny Shasha on upright bass, and Jason Beek on drums. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think I see you once in a while. I practice looking like I don't care. I see you parked out front, and I slow way down. Without thinking about it, I check to see if you're around. But that's just habit. It's a hard thing.